Good morning. This morning we're going to talk about a sacrifice like no other. Imagine a man from outside this congregation coming in one Sunday, pulling a gun and threatening to kill everybody. But then one of our people steps between the gunman and the rest of us and is shot and killed while giving others the chance to wrestle the gunman to the ground and disarm him. We might remember our hero in a special way. We might even build a small memorial to him or set a bronze plaque in the floor on the spot where he died sacrificially. Throughout history, a great number of remarkable human beings have given their lives to save their spouse, children, or friends. They should be remembered. In the United States, on the last Monday of every May, we remember an entire class of heroes who gave the ultimate sacrifice for their country. But in Christianity, we meet every week to remember something quite different and amazing. Jesus Christ did not suffer a horrific death for his mother or closest friends or even all his followers around him. He took upon himself the sins of all those people. No, those people and every good, decent Israelite then living. No, those plus every evil person then living, including the foreign army that was oppressing them. He took the sins of the very soldiers who held down his arms and legs and drove iron spikes through his flesh. The soldiers who cruelly whipped him, forced the crown of thorns on his head, and laughed at their creator in the flesh. And he took upon himself purposefully, heroically, the guilt of every person who ever lived and ever will live from Adam all the way to the last human being who will ever be born. The weight of every lie, fornication, adultery, idolatry, murder, child abuse, torture, witchcraft, homosexual act, and yes, my own hatred, selfishness, lust, pride, anger, rage, and so forth. This was no ordinary man that we remember and no ordinary sacrifice. This is why we Christians remember this one human being in a sacrificial act every Sunday around the world. God became flesh and dwelt among us. He loved us so much that he did not want us separated from himself forever. Yes, he came to reconcile God and mankind. And to do that, he would have to wipe out our sins that separated us from a holy God. And the only way to do that was to pay for them, to satisfy justice, to take our punishment on himself. I don't think we realize the monumental event in world history that this was, this sacrifice like no other. I know I usually don't. It's worth contemplating deeply, thinking about the enormity of all. This single event, prophesied many times before it occurred, changed history forever for every single human being. It divided the world in two. Those who accept what God did for them and appropriate it for themselves through faith, confessing his name, being baptized into him, and following him. And those who reject or ignore the greatest act of love the world has ever known. We who participate today here accept it. Jesus told us to remember his act through this simple physical reminder of bread and wine, or the cup. He said it is his body and blood. We remember and take these elements into our bodies, into our souls, identifying with him and his body and blood. We're here together asserting what we believe and remembering this sacrifice as a church, as well as individually contemplating what it means to us. This event gives us a chance to think about our unworthiness and search out our every thought, attitude, word, and deed for unconfessed sins, sins that he died for, and get them forgiven. So we examine, we affirm, we remember. So before we partake, let's take a minute to consider each of us our own sin and our response to God's love and forgiveness. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your kindness. We thank you for Jesus' sacrifice, one like none other. We can't even imagine the sin that he took upon himself from every person who ever lived. My sin. Lord, we thank you so much. The more we think about it, the more we're just so grateful. And we want to remember now, Lord, Jesus' body and blood, his death on the cross for us, as we take these elements. We praise your holy name. In Jesus' name. Together now, let's take the bread. And the cup. Thank you, Lord Jesus.